airchecks.com.
Jeannie Long with today's horoscopes. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Joe and Penny. It's great to be back.
How are you? You took a little time off. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did. I went on a financial seminar and talked about gold and money and astrology.
Oh, that sounds great. Fascinating.
Yes.
You and Gordon Williams, huh?
That's right. All right, for our Aries people today, get your feelings out in the open and communicate with those close to you. And this is Jeannie Long, and I'll be back shortly with more of the horoscope page of your radio magazine, KENR.
Or do I want a pizza?
Price not including tax.
Still taking entries in the KENR Time for Christmas contest. You send your entry in, you could hear me call your name. When I do, just call me at 390-KENR or 390-5367 within 15 minutes, and you'll win a set of his and hers wristwatches. Now, if your name was entered by a friend, both of you win. All the winners are entered in the grand prize drawing for a romantic vacation in Acapulco, a London adventure, or a romantic getaway for two at a luxury hotel. Now, here's my first name of the day, Steve Osgood of Sagebriar Street in Houston. Steve Osgood, you have 15 minutes to call me at 390-KENR, and you'll be a winner. Steve, good luck to you. We're a minute away from Paul Harvey News. Coming up, it's 15 before 8.
If you want to get ahead.
Paul Harvey News and Comment is being brought to you by the manufacturers of Roach Proof.
Coats were ripped apart. Some had their arms torn off. Why didn't Goodwill executives stop them? The executives were hiding for their lives. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Paul Harvey News and Comment has been brought to you by the manufacturers of Roach Proof. This program came to you from Chicago.
Serve you better.
It's 7:53, and I'm John Greer from the sports page for MIC. The final score, New England 29, Houston 21.
It is 3 minutes before 8 on the radio magazine, KENR, with Joe and Penny.
And it's 47 degrees, and I'm going to tell you in the next half hour some cheap, trashy showbiz rumors.
I hope so. I've waited all morning for that.
Have you heard about Clue Stark?
No.
Ah.
I'm waiting. Okay. I want to find out about that. All you people who go to Vegas, and you've been to Vegas, you know, if you see people spend a lot of money to win money or try to win money in various ways with blackjack, keno, craps, everything in the world, right?
Right.
And you see some guy come in, and I've always wondered what it really takes to hit one of those slot machines that really pay off. Well, this guy from Inglewood, California, lined up 5 sevens on a progressive $1 slot machine Saturday in Vegas. He won $250,000 only a half an hour after he saw another guy win $250,000. You ready for that? He said it took $500. That's what he spent on the thing to get it to pay off. I don't know what the guy spent that was up there before him, but I wondered how much money people invest in slot machines to hit a pot like that. I've heard of grandmothers that have come out, you know, and dropped in $5 and hit a $500,000 jackpot, but I'm sure that's very rare. But this guy really went at it, apparently, because $500 in a slot machine, you got to stay there a while to pull that handle that long.
Well, if that happened to me, I would be on my way.
You would not be here, right?
No.
At 8 o'clock, the sky is clear and it's 48 degrees. Good morning, I'm Bruce Barker.
I'm Chuck Scott.
I'm Penny Crone.
And this is the news page of your radio magazine, KENR, Houston. About 600 oil company executives are expected to attend a special symposium in Houston tomorrow. In Denver today, it'll be partly cloudy and 55. Right now, clear sky, 48 degrees in Houston. For Chuck Scott, John Greer, Penny Crone, and the entire KENR news team. And for MIC, I'm Bruce Barker.
Somebody loves you.
Hey, we want to congratulate Steve Osgood over on Sagebriar.
We have a winner.
Another winner, and Steve won himself some his and hers watches. And we'll also qualify him for one of those trips to Acapulco or
London
or some neat place. Steve, we want to thank you for calling. Steve called from work, and his wife also called. They wanted to make sure they got in on this thing. And Steve said he missed a hot air balloon ride, so he wanted to make sure he he got this.
Well, we had fun on that one, but this will even be probably more fun. I'm not allowed to go on this one.
That's right. I'm not either, but Steve, you'll have a lot more fun if Penny and I don't show up. So thank your stars, and we thank you, and congratulations on being another KENR winner. And it is the radio magazine at 13 past 8.
So you say you're having no luck in single bars. You find someone in the semi-darkness, leave with your find, and then find you want to keep leaving. In the streetlights, your Cinderella turned into one of the ugly stepsisters. Well, maybe you'd have better luck where the beautiful people really hang out. Any serious student of the opposite sex knows that beauty is more than skin deep. It goes at least to the muscle layer where the beautiful bod is built. Men who've known this have developed their bodies to make women interested, and lately women have been doing the same. This has great importance for the person who's looking for beautiful people. It means an efficient alternative has developed in the never-ending quest for a good-looking date. The alternative is the place where the beautiful people flock to keep their bodies looking good. The health club. And now that you realize it, the advantages become obvious. Crass, but obvious. First, the place is well lit. No more best guesses in dark bars. Second, most everyone is in gym shorts. Even fewer guesses. Third, you have an assumed common interest in fitness and the club's equipment. So, you have a basis for conversation. No more, hi, I'm Taurus. Or, I'm a computer programmer. What's your game? And fourth, you can show up at a health club without anyone guessing your true intent. And there is a price for this. And not just the bucks you pay to join the club. If you want to look like a member, you'll have to act like one. In other words, you'll have to put out effort and develop the old bod. But even that has its benefits. After you've been working out for a while, maybe someone will decide that you, too, are one of the beautiful people.
Mm-hmm. No more... What's your sign, huh?
I'm Cancer. What are you? And I'm Penny Crone with the lifestyle page of the radio magazine, KENR.
A lot of radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.